Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Kamaseva. Welcome to Bigfoot Gumbo, a very spicy podcast that will focus on topics like Bigfoot and the paranormal. But to mix it up, we will also cover things like beer, current events, entertainment, food, and mysteries. From Bigfoot to Boudin, we got you covered like a big pot of gumbo. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. Send us an email or join our forum if you have a story you would like to share with us. Your story may appear on a future podcast. Also, please help support us by liking us on social media and sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast. A nice rating would also be appreciated. Thanks for your support. What you are about to hear is an actual Bigfoot encounter submitted to the Bigfoot Gumbo podcast by one of our listeners. We at Bigfoot Gumbo are extremely excited to share our second Bigfoot encounter submitted to us from the person who was actually involved in the encounter. This encounter was submitted to us by someone whose online name is Salubrious on the website The Bigfoot Forums. This encounter took place in September of 1990 in southwest Colorado near the towns of Delta, Ridgeway, and Telluride. What you are about to hear is Salubrious's actual encounter as he submitted it. He writes, "I was headed to Telluride in early September of 1990. I had been up near Grand Junction earlier that day and was not able to leave there until about 8:15 p.m., so it was already getting dark. It was plenty dark by the time I had reached the town of Delta. I was driving on the main route to Telluride, which takes a right turn at the town of Ridgeway and proceeds over the Dallas Divide. Going up the Dallas Divide, the road is three lanes, two for climbing. Otherwise, it's two lanes. We are talking about U.S. Highway 60. It's steep, so I know my truck was easily heard climbing the mountain. At the top, just prior to the summit, the road takes a turn to the left. As I rounded the turn, I realized the truck must have lost its load of dirt in the middle of the road, possibly some sort of yard waste. Now, this is where the story turns strange. Salubria says, I could see what appeared to be grass moving in the wind on a reddish pile of dirt. But as I drew closer, it somehow appeared that the pile was actually a living thing. But I rejected that notion as it was too large. But as I got closer, that was the only conclusion that made sense. I had my brights on, so the lighting was pretty good. Back in those days, cars at this time of night were rare. Another one might not be along for 15 to 30 minutes, so I was pretty well on my own. I drew up to the pile and came to a complete stop. At this point, I was so close that I could no longer deny what I was seeing. A creature that had the general shape of a lopsided triangle was seated in the road in front of me. Right away, it was also obvious It was nothing I had ever seen before. I've seen elk, bison, grizzlies. I was looking at the side view, and this creature had no snout. In addition, I could make out its legs, which were quite powerful, and its front legs, actually arms as well. The arms were bigger around than my legs and longer. It was covered in reddish hair that went almost white in places under the arms and on the torso. It was seated on its rear facing the side of the road and due to its size took up the entire lane. It was highly agitated. I could see its chest heaving as it took each breath and it was trembling. But even though it was only a few feet in front of my bumper in the light of my headlights, it did not change its pose, so I only saw its head from the side and later from the rear. Now, it's worth mentioning that at the time, I had a full-size Chevy Blazer in which I had installed a 3/4-ton spring and axles, so my truck stood a bit higher than normal on this account. I had a camera in my pack by my seat, but I realized that to get it, I was going to have to take my eyes off this creature while messing with the pack and camera. And further, I also realized that the camera was going to need a flash. The flash would have reflected off the windshield, which meant to really get the shot, I would have to roll down the window and hold the camera outside and away from the truck to get the shot. There was something a bit creepy about being on the same side of the glass as it was. I knew that a grizzly could easily take my truck apart, and this thing was bigger than any grizzly I've ever heard of. Sitting on its rear, it was as tall as me. I figured that if you conservatively added about 4 feet to the height, if its legs were unfolded, that it would be 10 feet tall. This is pretty simple math. I'm 6 feet, so I figured it could easily do my truck harm if it's so inclined. Its pose was similar to how a human would sit if on their rear with their legs folded in front of them. But unlike a human, this creature had its arms parallel to and above its shins and was able to place its palms flat on the tarmac in front of its toes. So its proportions were fundamentally different. Longer torso, longer arms, shorter legs. Also, the shin and thigh were of different lengths. If I recall correctly, the shin being shorter than the thigh. The head was forward and down on the shoulders relative to a human. Humans have their head on a neck atop the shoulders. So I sat watching the creature for a few seconds and quickly realized that I probably shouldn't hang around to see what happens next, since it was obvious this was a very powerful creature and that I was likely to carry this experience with an enormous question mark to my grave, since I was unwilling to fish for the camera. So I took my foot off the brake and steered around it. This required I go entirely into the other lane, so I passed only a few inches from it on the passenger side. As I did so, I saw that its shoulders were a good 4 feet wide, but I didn't see much of the head as it appeared only as a bump between the shoulders. The head was midway up the passenger side window. That is the same height as me standing up, so my estimate of size in this case is fairly accurate. As I left the area, I could only see it as a dark form in my taillights and was down the road without really knowing what it did. However, I went around two bends in the road before I had a similar encounter. Only this time, the creature was even more agitated, almost as if it was injured, although looking closely, there were no apparent signs of injury. While this second creature was similar in coloration, not unlike an older Irish setter, it was not as large. The top of his head was only just above the middle of my passenger side window. I didn't stop for the second one, merely slowed down. I had the feeling it was probably best just to leave. Once at Telluride, I asked a friend of mine that lived there if there were ever Bigfoot sightings in the area, and he gave me a look like I had shot his dog. After that, I kept quiet about it until I realized about 15 years later that people were probably talking about things like this on the internet. Salubrious says one takeaway is it's easy to spot the real thing as opposed to a fake. The head atop the shoulders is the giveaway. The head should be forward and down in a way that humans just can't do. In looking at many Bigfoot videos, one of the very few I've seen online that looks real is Patty from the Patterson-Gimlin film. So that's the incredible encounter submitted to Bigfoot Gumbo by Salubrious. It's a very interesting story, and I'm left wondering what was wrong with the first creature sitting on the side of the road. It seems like it must have been injured or sick. I've heard a lot of Bigfoot encounters, and these creatures don't seem to stick around when humans show up. Also, I wonder if the second smaller creature was also injured and concerned about the first creature. Maybe they were both struck by a vehicle on the highway. We may never know the true answer. Just so you know, I asked Salubrious if he wanted to use his real name for his encounter, and he said that the issue I have with this is that some people have managed to sort out who I am already. The general public thinks that Bigfooters are nutbags, and I don't blame them. My story is pretty crazy, and I really don't like that it happened, but there's not much I can do about it. Denial isn't a healthy state of mind either, so I live with the memories, but it's not something I care to be public about. I hope you enjoyed this Bigfoot encounter from Salubrious, and we at Bigfoot Gumbo would like to thank him again for allowing us to share his story. If you have an encounter with Bigfoot or any other paranormal story you would like us to cover on a future podcast of Bigfoot Gumbo, please send us an email or join our forum. We would love to hear from you. Your story could be next. So remember, everyone, our world is still full of mysteries, and here on Bigfoot Gumbo, we'll keep searching for the answers. That does it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed the show. This show was produced by Fofolet Productions.